Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and as I always say, I hope that each one of you have had an excellent day today. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad that you found us, and I'm so glad that you're here. I hope that you enjoy this content and this quick message that we are going to share with you today. If you have a moment, feel free over the next couple of weeks to go back and listen to the previous episodes so that you can get caught up to speed where we are. If you are a regular listener, thank you so much for returning. I am so glad that you did. You know exactly what to do. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. So we are going to jump right in. We are moving right along in our summer fun series. You all know that summer is still going on. School is still out. And I've heard a lot of kiddos are having a really good time. So I'm really happy about that. So, as you all continue to maneuver through your summer, and as we begin to approach the start of a new school year, I want us to begin to switch our mindsets just briefly to thinking about preparing for the upcoming school year. Now, again, guys, we still have plenty of time for summer. I know some of the kiddos that I connect with at my Listen and Learn summer camp and my Listen and Learn social groups are still traveling, which is great. I hope they're having a great time. If you're going to be traveling soon, I hope you plan on having a great time. But we are starting to switch our mindsets to prepare for what's to come in the upcoming school year. And as we get closer and closer to the start of the school year, we will start talking about those things to prepare ourselves for that time. But for right now, we're going to keep with our fun topics. Today's topic is about making mistakes. And I just want to say that, guess what, guys? Everybody makes mistakes. Everyone does. I make mistakes. I'm sure you make mistakes, teachers make mistakes, professionals make mistakes, therapists make mistakes, people make mistakes. As adults, it's our job not to make many mistakes. That's really important, that we are careful with what we are doing, okay? Especially when it comes to work. But you guys, as children, you might make a mistake here or there, okay? So the type of mistakes that I want to talk about is the mistakes that you make and you didn't really mean to do it and you decide that you're not going to do them again. So this is really just a quick and encouraging word to let you know that yes, you're going to make mistakes, okay? For example, you are in your kitchen in the morning and you try to pour yourself a tall cup of orange juice. But instead of pouring it instead of pouring it in your cup, you pour it on the table. Mistake, right? That is a mistake. And the way you learn from that is you quickly let an adult know if you need to, if the mess is too big for you to clean up. Ask an adult to help you clean up. I'm sure they'll be happy to do it. So just ask them nicely. Let them know that you have made a mistake. You didn't mean to do it. And then ask if they can help you. Okay, so that happened on a Monday morning. And again, these are just all examples, right? That happened on a Monday morning. Tuesday morning rolls around. You have your delicious breakfast that your mom or dad made, or even that you made. You go to the refrigerator to grab the orange juice. You see the cup on the table. You walk over to the cup. Are you going to pour the orange juice in the cup again by yourself if it's too heavy? No, not the best idea, right? That would be making the same mistake over again if you chose to do it and you spilled the orange juice on the table instead of pouring it in the cup. Okay? So, we don't want to make the same mistakes over and over again. Now, I'm just going to stick with this topic of the orange juice, right? So, say you let your parents know that you accidentally spilled it and it was a mistake, okay? And they told you, okay, this is what you need to do the next time. Get a bigger cup, or either ask me to come and help you pour it. Your job then would be to listen to their feedback, okay? Listen to the advice that they are giving you so that you don't make that same mistake over again. Do you all see how these patterns are starting to work? It is so important that you listen to adults when they're trying to tell you the right things to do. And even, it's important for you to listen to your friends. Let's step away from the orange juice for a second and say that you're in a play date with a friend and you're trying to build a huge tower with Magna tiles. And your friend is trying to tell you to put a square Magna tile in one place so that the tower doesn't fall down. They know what to do because they've done it before. But if you put a triangle piece in that spot, it might knock it over. And then there's a mistake. Now, like we said before, it could be an accident. But it's important to listen to friends and listen to parents, especially if you've never done a task before, so that you don't make that mistake. Okay? So listen to others. And also, do your best to open up your heart and open up your mind to learn from them and to grow with them. And what I mean by learn with them, going back to the Magna tile with your friend and building the tower, that's just a cool way of them teaching you how to do something great. So you are learning that if you put the square piece here, guess what? It makes the tower greater. And then you can give insight or input to them as well. And when you grow from them, that just means that you guys continue to create a bond, a positive bond, and a stronger friendship when you are working together with one another. Now, as I said, we all make mistakes, but it's important, it's so important, guys, that you stay focused and you do your best to make the best choices in all that you do so that you can keep the mistakes to a minimum. Okay? I just wanted to leave you all with that encouraging word. Remember, listen to feedback of other friends and listen to feedback of parents. Learn from them. Grow with them. And do your best to keep those mistakes to a minimum. And also keep in mind that everyone makes mistakes, but we don't want to make the same mistake over again. Okay? I hope you enjoyed this encouraging message. Parents, Thank you for having your kiddos join me today. I hope you all are enjoying your summer. We are winding down from the summer, approaching our school year, but like I told the kiddos, there's still much more fun to be had. So continue to enjoy yourselves, be safe. As I always say, you know where you can reach me. My website is listenandlearnllc.com. The business line is 678-919-2117. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can connect with us on Facebook. Our business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. Feel free to listen to the Listen and Learn with Me podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, on any of the podcast listening outlets, Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Alexa, you name it, we're there. And I thank you for continuing to support this podcast. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your kiddos. Kiddos, take care of your parents. Continue to make the best choices. Continue to have some great summer fun. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.